This is the Arthur Madison podcast, and I must apologize for not being with you to continue the podcast over the last few months. The truth is, I have been away, and I wish to squash a number of rumors which have mainly emerged from me drinking too much scotch during that time. Firstly, I must stress that any relationship with anyone other than my wife has never occurred in any situations involving ducks, superglue, the copy of the Financial Times from May-June the 1924, and indeed the subsequent police arrest had no grounds and nothing to do with me. Neither did the police arrest on the 27th on Clapham Common. Again, I was innocent of a mistaken case of identity involving a pair of handcuffs. The incident on the 29th and 30th, a similar mistaken case of identity. In between these run-ins with the law, unjustified though they are, I've also spent some time working on a bit of ghostwriting of a rather exciting book called The Journey, originally to being called A Journey, which sounded a bit boring, then The Journey, which sounded a bit biblical, and then finally A Journey, which we decided wasn't quite so boring. My role in this has obviously been very small and very insignificant, and I would stress now that I have had on no occasion anything which would constitute a significant impact on the book, The Journey. The book, The Journey, which I have to stress is Mr. Blair's own rather unique and rather wonderful account of his time in office. A fairy tale is always enjoyable reading, and a fairy tale is always fun to read. But it's not just a fairy tale, of course. The Journey by Mr. Blair, that's not quite true. It's not just a fairy tale, of course it isn't. It's also a factual account of things that happened, and a factual account of things that should have happened in the way we wanted them to happen, but didn't actually happen. It's factual in the sense that, well, you know, after the event, one can often fit in bits, fit in very interesting, very fascinating points of view and events which often contradict the reality of the events as they occurred. What I'm saying is, we thought we were right. You know, well, he thought he was right, and although others thought he was wrong, the main thing is he thought he was right, and that's what's important. Because it's a journey, you see. It's a journey. The important thing is where you get to in a journey. If you happen to get with a multi-million pound lettering contract and tours and seats on various banks and a massive, massive, massive mansion with loads of money, even though you claim to be a socialist, well, you know, that's the journey. You happened to end up there, that was good. You might have taken a wrong turn and ended up in Wales. You know, these things can happen. The important point is that it's a journey. The journey. And the journey has a destination. And the destination may not be what you set out for. You may have set out looking for a little chef in New Orleans. You may then have set out looking for John Prescott's trousers. But you might not get there. You might get somewhere else. You might get to a McDonald's in Sheffield, or you might find yourself Prime Minister. The key thing is, it was a journey. And, you know, it's just the journey. It's just a journey. There are other journeys to come, there are other people to go, and there are other people who've got their own maps. But my journey, was the same as his journey, the same as all our journeys. It was a journey which saw a young, happy Prime Minister finish up a bitter, twisted wreck of a man who scotched everything on a stupid war in Iraq. But that was his journey, you know. He's come to terms with it. So should we. He's a rich bastard now. and we're not. But the main thing is, we've all had a journey. And now we can close the book, finish that journey, and start a new journey. A new journey perhaps involving Gordon Brown. I don't know. Doesn't sound very likely, does it? No. Gordon, I don't think he's really had a journey. David Cameron's having a journey. He's having a journey and he's picked up some hitchhikers. You know, Nick Clegg, Vince Cable, they're in the car with him now. They're all having a good old-fashioned journey. And where are they going to finish up? Who can tell? I bet they'll be rich at the end of it. I've been Arthur Maddleston. Good night.